We're going to talk about the Gemara, the bracha of Baruch Shenasan, what you say if you forget Meina Ma'ora, if you forget Yalav Yavo or Ritzei. And the Gemara basically tells us that if you forget Yalav Yavo or Ritzei, and you have finished the bracha of Uvnei Yerushalayim, but you have not yet started the fourth bracha of Tova Meitiv, so then you can go back and say, you can't, you say this particular bracha. And the question is, what is the nature of this bracha? It's a very strange idea, right? What is the nature of this bracha? And what's particularly strange, as we'll see, is that even you say this bracha, regardless of whether you would repeat benching based off of the omission. In other words, you don't repeat benching, for example, if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, as we'll discuss shortly. Yet, if you do forget Yalav Yavo and you haven't started the fourth bracha, you could say this bracha. So what is this? So maybe it's like something like Tashlumin. If you forget Ritzei, there's Tashlumin, but only at this point. It would be a strange type of Tashlumin. It's not the same thing as before. It's not before you said it, Ritzei. This time you're saying a different nusach and in the context of a bracha. Perhaps, though, it's not Tashlumin. Perhaps the idea is that you could say the Meina Ma'ora in two places. You could say it in the regular place, Ritzei, or you could say it as an independent bracha after the third bracha before the fourth bracha. Now, of course, it's not two equal options. In other words, l'chatchila, you're supposed to say it b'makomo, but if you forgot to say it b'makomo, you could say it in a different place. It's not like Tashlumin. Tashlumin is where I missed the first thing and there's the option for makeup, but this is a second way to do it. And the Rashba actually points out that even though the first way you're supposed to do it, the normal way in, when you say Ritzei, doesn't have a bracha. And then you might think, well, why should the makeup have a bracha? But the Rashba says, no, the first time it is a bracha. In other words, when you say Ritzei in the middle of the third bracha of Shmona Esra, of Birkas HaMazon, so that's a bracha. You're saying it as a bracha. And therefore, if you miss it, then when you say it later, you also have to say it as a bracha. And that's the bracha Baruch Shenasan. So the Rashba has a very interesting machlokas on Daf Chavtes. Machlokas about whether this idea applies for other cases. And he quotes Rabbeinu Elchanan, who says that anytime you made a mistake, even if it's a mistake that you shouldn't repeat, for example, let's say you forgot Al Hanisim on Chanukah or Purim, or you forgot Anenu, or you forgot Yalav Yavo and Mariv on Rosh Chodesh. So if you remember before you start the next bracha, then you could say it then. Because that's what's going on over here. What's going on over here is that you have to say Meina Ma'ora in the third bracha, and you forgot. So you could say it after the third bracha. And why don't you say Ritzei? You could say Ritzei, but since we want it as a bracha, so you say it as a bracha. So you say Baruch Shenasan. And this is a general principle. The Rashba himself says he doesn't think this is true. And he thinks that this is only true in this case, in these cases. He says, interesting. Why? Because in these cases, there's a Karban Musaf. Sort of interesting. But what is it that they're debating? So Rabbeinu Elchanan understood that the whole Chiddush of our Gemara seems to be that if you haven't started the next bracha, then you're still shaykh to the previous bracha. And you could, whatever you're supposed to have put in the previous bracha, you could say now. So the same thing would apply to Al Hanisim, let's say. And the Rashba saying, no, over this particular case, it is not always true. It's only over here where they were misakin a bracha, and they were only misakin a bracha over here because there's a karban musaf. Very interesting. Why weren't they misakin Baruch Shenasan and Shmona Esrei? In other words, let's say I forgot Yalaviyavo and Shmona Esrei. Why can't I say Rosh Nasa? Because in Shmona Esrei, you need, the Gemara says there needs to be 18 brachos or 19 brachos. You can't add a bracha. Mashein Kenan benching, there's no fixed number of brachos that could be. So it's not tallui on whether it's ma'akiv or not, but it's tallui on again, whether they were misaking it, which he thinks is dependent on a karban musaf, which is an interesting idea. Now, getting back to the text of the bracha, so the Gemara has the following suffix. Gemara says, the bracha that you say for Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav Yavo, does it include the word simcha? If you forgot Yalav Yavo on Yantif, you mention with simcha. What about on Rosh Chodesh? That's what the Gemara Shaila is. So presumably, the question relates to whether or not there is a mitzvah or an inyan of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. So is there any evidence one way or the other? So what's sort of interesting is that the Gemara does not tell you that stadim, right? The Gemara just asks the Shaila without telling you what the stadim are. So do we have any rayos? So I think it's kedai to think about, well, where do we find the concept? You know, what is Rosh Chodesh, right? What does the Torah have to say about Rosh Chodesh? What is the nature of Rosh Chodesh, right? Nowadays, most people think of Rosh Chodesh for halal, but that's one thing that isn't, right? The saying Rosh Chodesh, halal and Rosh Chodesh is just a minhag. So what do we have in Rosh Chodesh? So obviously, let's start with the Torah, right? So the Torah has karban musaf, so that's one thing. What does that tell us, that we bring a karban musaf? I don't know if this is a raya or not, but it's sort of interesting that the karban musaf that you bring is much more similar to the karban of Yontif than Shabbos, right? On Shabbos, the karban musaf consists of basically an additional tamid. On Rosh Chodesh, it's the same, it's the standard, I would say, the standard Yontif karban, right? Two cows, one aisle, seven kvasim, and that's the same karban as on Pesach and on Shavuos. As we know, Sukkos is a little bit more interesting. So does that tell me that it's like a Yontif? A, that it has a karban musaf, and B, that its musaf is similar to Yontif musaf. On the other hand, we know that there's no Isser Malacha. So another pasuk that's very relevant, and that's what the Rishonim quote in our Gemara, is the pasuk that does put Rosh Chodesh together with other Yamim Tovim. And in fact, that there's a mitzvah that's called the Chatzotz Ros by the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. So again, does that tell us it's like a Yantif or no? Maybe those psukim are just in the context of the Beis HaMikdash. In terms of the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, maybe you could say it's like a Yantif. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, not so. If we turn to Nevi'im, so interesting, because we do find in Nevi'im, not in the Torah, but in Nevi'im, Rosh Chodesh was celebrated by everybody, it would seem, in a more significant way. In Melachim Beis Perk Dalet, we have the story of the Shunamis. She's going to, her son dies, and she tells her son, I'm going to the Navi, I'm going to Elisha. And her husband asks her, Madua at holechas elav hayom, lo chodesh, lo Shabbos. Sounds like Rosh Chodesh was a time that you would go to the Rav, go hear a shir, go learn Torah. And in fact, we learn from that pasuk that Chayv Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabba. But what's so interesting is we learn that that's a din by Yantif, not by Rosh Chodesh. But you see, at the very least, that was the practice. The practice was that people would go learn from their Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh, not someone who would learn on a typical day. In Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf, so a little earlier, the Haftarah from Machar Chodesh, we also see that Rosh Chodesh was a time that they used to have a suda. They had a suda be Shaul, and we'll see some Rishonim quote that, and also David, because David excuses himself, and he says ki zevach mishpacha lanu, and that was on Rosh Chodesh. So we find, at least in a couple of places, the implication that there was such a minhag, at least, of having a sudas Rosh Chodesh. In Amos, Perek Ches, Psukim Dalad through Vav, it sounds like a little bit that people wouldn't even do melacha, at least the marketplaces would be closed on Rosh Chodesh. It's an interesting pasuk, not a good pasuk, but the pasuk says, Shimu Zos Hashoafim Evyon, U Vilashbos Anye Aretz, Lemor, Masai Yavor Achodesh Vinashbira Shever, Bashabas Vinifta Chabar, Laktin Efo, Lagdil Shekel, Ula Aves Mosne Mirma. In other words, the Navi is chastising the people. The people are saying, ah, when will Shabbos be over that we can start ripping people off again? Right? When will Rosh Chodesh be over and we could open up our stores and cheat people? So sounds like people, at least in those days, had the minhag not to work on Rosh Chodesh, right? Or at least the stores would be closed. Very interesting. I didn't see anyone that brings that one down. The other rayas are brought down by the tour. Sort of interesting. But at least there was that minhag. So these minhagim are not kept, right? These psukim don't tell us that there's a formal iser. They seem to record minhagim, that there was a minhag of having a suda, a minhag of not working, a minhag to go to the Rebbe. These minhagim aren't kept. Women, actually, we're not going to have time to talk about it today, but there is a minhag for women not to work on Rosh Chodesh. An interesting question, what's the gather of that minhag? The only another sort of maybe remnant of that minhag, I think, is the fact that we take off our tefillin for Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. In other words, we see that when we're remembering the Musaf, which is sort of the Yantif Dika aspect of Rosh Chodesh, we don't wear tefillin. Tefillin are not a stira entirely to Rosh Chodesh, but almost like a stira to Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, which is an interesting idea. So we do find it, so again, in Navi, that Rosh Chodesh, maybe Mitam Minhag, was treated as a special day. And that brings us to the question of our Gemara. So our Gemara asks, do you mention Simcha and the Bracha of Rosh Chodesh, right? Rosh Chodesh, Omer Rosh Chodesh and Lezikaron, the Lo Yadana I Chasim Olo. So actually, there's a double suffix of on Rosh Chodesh. One suffix is whether there's a Chasima Nebracha, and two is, do you mention Simcha Nebracha? Actually, if you look at the Rush, Tosa Rush, he says the two Shilas are Tali Zebizeh, because he says, why would you have a Chasima if it's a Bracha Ruka? So if you just mention Zikaron, so then it's a Bracha Ksara, there's no Chasima. But if you're going to say Lezikaron, Lesasim, Lesimcha, you're going to add to it, so then it's a Bracha Ruka, would have a Chasima. So the Rush actually thinks the two Shilas are Tali Zebizeh. But again, Mashin Ogea Lanu is, the Gemara seems to be asking, is there an element of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh? So what's it sad that there is? So if you look at the Rishonim over here, this is in the Tais HaRash, it's in the Ritva and the like, they say it's based off of the Pasuk that we mentioned before, Uviyom Simchaschem, and the Pasuk includes Rosh Chodeshim. And indeed, the Gemara on Psachim Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph says, we see from that Pasuk that Rosh Chodesh is Nikra Moed, and it has actually another Pasuk, a Pasuk from Eich, I think, that implies it's a Moed. Whereas, and this is different than Shabbos, right? On Shabbos, you don't mention Simcha and the Bracha of Baruch Shenasan, because on Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of Simcha. That's the Pashtos. There's an interesting discussion. Is there an Indian of Simcha on Shabbos? But at least in terms of the Bracha that we make of Baruch Shenasan, so Rosh Chodesh, Yantif mentions Simcha. Shabbos definitely doesn't mention Simcha. The Gemara wants to know, what about Rosh Chodesh? And again, it's sad that Rosh Chodesh does mention Simcha, is this pasuk. I'll read you the lashon of the Ritva. Uperusho mishum dechsev uviyom simchaschem vechulei uveroshei chadshechem iskish rosh chodesh lahanach behav l'simcha So since there's this hekesh between Rosh Chodesh and or possible hekesh and the Yom Tovim where it says Simcha, so maybe we should say Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. So if there is a mitzvah Simcha, so I guess we have a double question. Is there a mitzvah Simcha on Rosh Chodesh? And if there is, what would that mean? So the Yireim, Simen Reish Chav Zayin, Taka says, Chayiv Adam Usmawach Bal, there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. And he says, you don't have to have bread, right? That's the Hemshech Agamar. Agamar says that if you forget Yalav Yavol and Rosh Chodesh benching, you don't repeat benching. Why? You don't have to have bread. So, but the Yireim says, doesn't mean that there's no Simcha, because you can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Simcha, through Basar V'yayin. So what's the Yireim saying, basically? The Yireim saying is there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. And that means you have to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So why don't you repeat Yalav Yavol, benching if you forget Yalav Yavol? The answer is that there's no chova to have pas. On Shabbos, you dafka have to have pas. So therefore, if you forget Ritzay and benching on Shabbos, you have to repeat benching. Not so on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you have to have a suda, there's a mitzvah simcha, but you don't have to have bread, you could have meat. Now, I don't know, what would the Yireim say if you forget Yalav Yavol on Yantif? Do you repeat benching? So Yireim doesn't say, but I would assume that the Yireim learns, like the view of many Rishonim, that you don't repeat if you forget Yalav Yavol and benching, except on the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot. That's a debate in the Rishonim on our sugya, right? Tosfos holds on our sugya that you do have to have bread on Yantif. So if you forget Yalav Yavol on Yantif, you repeat benching. But Tosfos and Sukkah, the Rashban Ar Sugya, say no, that you don't repeat benching for Yalav Yavol because there's no Chovatav Pas. There's just a Chov, except on, like the Gemara says, except on the first night of Pesach, first night of Sukkot. And therefore you don't repeat benching. So I think the Yireim would probably hold like the Shita of the Rashba, that Simcha isn't Mechayiv Pas Dafka. So therefore, you could be mekayim your mitzvah of Simchas Yantif with meat, and you could also be mekayim your mitzvah of Simchas Rosh Chodesh with meat. Therefore, while you're chayiv to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't have to be with bread, and therefore the Gemara says, if you forget Yalav Yavol, you don't repeat benching. So that's the view of the Yireim. Sort of interesting, because the Gemara, our Gemara has a baya on that question, right? So apparently the Yireim thinks that we paskin l'chumra, maybe misafik, maybe vadai. We'll see in a moment that the Rishonim go both ways on this shiloh, what we paskin by the chasima. So the Yireim might have thought, maybe it's based off of the Rishalmi, that the answer to our shiloh is that in the bracha of Rosh Chodesh, you should say simcha, and that teaches us there is a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you should have a suda. However, not all Rishonim agree. If you look at Rashi in Tainis, Tesvav on the base, he writes, Af al gav de'ikri moed, loksiv be'yo mishta v'simcha. Purim is a mishta v'simcha, not Rosh Chodesh. So you don't have to have a suda mishta v'simcha on Rosh Chodesh, according to Rashi. And Rosh, on our sugya, Per Zayin Simin Chaf Gimel, also says, L'maisa, we don't say simcha in a bracha of brach shenasan on Rosh Chodesh. And probably he thinks that there is no mitzvah simcha. Now, even if we paskin like this Rosh, even if we paskin against the Yireim, and we think that you don't say simcha, does that mean that there's no inyan of simcha at all? Or no? So many Rishonim, including the Tur, Bedas HaRash, say no. There's still a mitzvah, that's the Lashon of the Tur, mitzvah, this is Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. Mitzvah doesn't mean a chova, but it's a mitzvah. The Tur quotes many of the psukim that we said before, like the pasuk from Machar Chodesh, as teaching us that it's a mitzvah to have a suda. We'll see that there's an iser of tainis, And there's no chova suda, but there's a mitzvah. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, sudas rosh chodesh, sudas purim, me'achrim velo makdimin. That means you sort of push them later, not earlier. It's Yerushalmi and Megillah. And that implies also there's an inyan of sudas rosh chodesh. It's not just for the people that are involved in being ma'abr, being mekadesh the chodesh, but there's a general mitzvah of sudas rosh chodesh. The Torah even quotes the psikta that says, kol mizonosav shel adam k'tzuven lo mirosh hashana v'ad rosh hashana, chutz mima shemotzi v'shabasos v'yamin tovim v'rosh hachadashim v'chol shel moed. So a person's income is fixed, except for the money they spend on, also it says, hotas banav l'tam Torah, but it says the Shabbos meal, a yantif meal, a rosh chodesh meal, a chol moed meal, right? So it's free. If you go ahead and you, for a l'kavod rosh chodesh, you have steak, so it doesn't even cost you anything. Now, it's sort of interesting, actually, that the Torah quotes this psikta, because in the Bavli, it says the same idea of kol mizonoso shel adam k'tzuven lo, but it doesn't mention rosh chodesh, right? So it's funny, right? You wouldn't expect a paskin like the psikta against the Bavli. Why is the Torah quoting the psikta? Maybe he thinks that since it's not a purely halachic matter, because it's not a chova to have a suda, so then we could we could cite the psikta as well. In other words, if the psikta was telling us that there's a chova suda on Rosh Chodesh, and the Bavli was saying there's no chova, so then yeah, we would have to pass on like the Bavli against the psikta. But the psikta isn't saying that there's a chova. The psikta is saying that it's a nice thing to do. It's appropriate. It's a proper thing to do. So then we could pass on like the psikta. The Bavli isn't necessarily arguing. So that's the Torah. This is, by the way, the Torah is in Siman Taf Yud Tes, where he says, Mitzvah laharbos besudas rosh chodesh. Quotes the Gemara Megillah, and he quotes the Psukim that we said before. And the Shulchan Aruch passes this as well, Siman Taf Yud Tes, and the Mishnah Berurah as well. If you look there, Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, Afagav de Me'ikr Chiyuva Eina Mechuyev Lachol Dvar Matun in Berkas Hamazo, the Yachalotis Beshari Dvar. You're not obligated to wash, to eat bread and chol moed. And that's why you don't repeat benching if you forgot yalav yavo. As we say in kuf peches, yikol makom, hamotzi al sudas rosh chodesh v'ochol shel sebo, tov, betov, harei ze mishubach. It's a proper thing, it's mishubach, it's a wonderful thing to wash on Rosh Chodesh. And if you look at the Shartzion over there, he quotes the Or Zeruah, based off of the Or Zeruah, chol rosh chodesh, L'chatchila tov yoser shiyochal pas l'shem sudas rosh chodesh. V'chein ha'pri chadesh. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't pask in the rain. Mishnah Berurah says the proper thing to do is to wash. And in the next Mishnah Berurah, he writes, not just wash, right? A lot of people wash every day, but to make it a more special than a typical meal. But unlike the Urayim, he didn't mention meat per se. Okay, maybe for us, we should have meat. The Mishnah Berurah also writes, interestingly enough, so if it's during the week, so osin ma'achal echad miyuchad mi b'chol hayamim, right? So, you know, make a certain dish better than what you would normally have. And he says, and even when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Osin ma'achal achad yoser mima shenoagim b'chol ha'shabbosos kedei she'yeh nikar kavod shel Rosh Chodesh. Very interesting idea. Right? We have kavod Shabbos. We've been talking about simcha b'Rosh Chodesh, but he says kavod shel Rosh Chodesh. Very interesting idea, and it's from earlier sources than the Mishnah where you should be mechaved Rosh Chodesh. So that means you should have something special. So even if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says you should have something a little nicer. A little nicer than a typical Shabbos. So that's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. So it doesn't have to, again, the Urayim says maybe even meat and wine. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it has to be meat and wine, but it should be, ideally you should wash and do something that's a little nicer. I was wondering, I don't know if this makes any sense, but what about in Rosh Hashanah? Should Rosh Hashanah be better than a typical yantif meal, because it's also Rosh Chodesh? In other words, do you say that Rosh Hashanah is like yantif? And then, I don't know. I didn't see anyone that says that.
So they say that you don't, although you mentioned it very, very obliquely, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh especially prominently on Rosh Hashanah.
Right. On the other hand, by the Musaf, in other words, you have the regular Rosh Chodesh Musaf plus the special Musaf, right? So especially if you assume that...
You have a double Musaf on Rosh Hashanah?
I thought so, right? Milvad, don't we say that? Isn't that what... Right.
Yeah, I guess so.
So especially if you assume that this is a sort of a manifestation of the Doraisa din of Musaf, so maybe you should. I don't know. I didn't see anyone that says that. But on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we do have that in the Mishmur. I saw that the Sfardi poskim are even more into this. The Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChayim write about the proper thing to do. Again, it's not a chova, but the proper thing to do is Lara to set a nice table for Rosh Chodesh. And they quote the Urayim, that it's a mitzvah simcha mamish. And ad kedei kach, that the Sfardim hold, that you should, that the restriction of eating meat during the 9 days should only start on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Av, so that, again, at least these, I don't know all poskim, but the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChayim, so that way you could be mekayim this mitzvah of having meat on Rosh Chodesh. Whereas Ashkenazim, already from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Av, don't eat meat or wine.
I think they say clothes also, not like nice clothes, maybe.
Oh, we'll get to clothing in a second, yeah. There's an interesting discussion about what about at night? Is this only during the day or even at night? So the Mishnah Bura, Sif Katan Beis, says that you don't have to be Marbe Vesuda Balayla, but others, the Ramah Mipano, the Buchacher, say even at night you should. I thought that maybe the pshat is that even on Yom Tov, well, why would night be different? So either it's because night is not as full-fledged Rosh Chodesh, because Bizman Shekidshu Al Pi Ri'ah wouldn't have been Rosh Chodesh yet, and that's why you don't repeat Ma'ariv if you forget Ya'alav Yavo. Or alternatively, we have a special drasha for Yom Tov to include the nights. Mashma, that if we didn't have that drasha, we wouldn't necessarily include the nights, so too on Rosh Chodesh. But as I said, others do have it even at night. Now, even though there's no chiyuv to have a suda, as we said, just a mitzvah, but there is an iser to do sad things. So there's an iser to fast, there's an iser of hespedim, and generally things, presumably, that cost tsar on Rosh Chodesh. Now, in terms of hesped, we fudge a little bit. If it's a Talmud Chacham, we're maspidim oso lefanav. But basically, there is an Isser Hesped, and there's an Isser Tainis. And in fact, from the Rambam, it sounds like that the Isser Tainis on Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa. That's what the Beis Yosef Simen Taf Yud Ches is Medayik. He writes over there, V'yesh ledaktik b'divrei Rambam shenemar l'chora shehu sover debe Erev Yom HaKippurim of Rosh Chodesh Aser L'Sanos Min HaTorah, and the Raya is from a Gemara and Tainis Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where it says Rosh Chodesh, and Megillas Tainis, where it says Rosh Chodesh Deraisahi, and therefore Lo Asu Chizuk L'Divrayim. But the Beis Yosef thinks this is very problematic. V'yesh L'Tmora. Why? Lo Matzinu B'Tor B'Hedya Sheyeh Es Aser B'Tainis. The pasuk we said before, but still, is that enough to make it a din deraisa? So the Beis Yosef thinks no, that's just a din rabbanan. In other words, the Gemara over there says that for things that are deraisa, you don't need to do a special chizuk, only things that are derabanan. And even if it's not deraisa mamish, but there's a good asmachta, then lo asu chizuk. People take that seriously anyway. So since there's a pasuk that tells us, or that implies, that's merames to an iser of tainus on Rosh Chodesh, so you don't have to do chizuk l'divrayim. But so here we have a machlokas rishonim possibly about whether at least the iser tainus, the most basic manifestation of simcha, is deoraisa or not. And what's interesting particularly is because there are two Roshei Chadashim where some people have a minhag of fasting. This is an ancient practice. One is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Meisu B'nei Aaron, Parshas HaShavua, and the other one is Rosh Chodesh Av, because Meisu Bo Aaron. This minhag is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Pei Siv Beis. So the Rambam over there says you shouldn't be mashlim the tzom ad seisa kochanim because of this or tainus. So anyway, there's an interesting machloka. So what do we see so far? We've seen that everybody agrees more or less that there's an iser of tainus and hesped and Rosh Chodesh. And does that mean that there's a mitzvah of simcha? So there's a, maybe this is a baya in our Gemara, and how we paskin. So in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, you don't mention simcha and bracha. But the Urayim does say that there is a chova of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin that there's a chova of simcha, but we do paskin that there's an inyan to have a suda, maybe even a nice suda. Adam pointed out that there are a number of poskim who say that even in terms of dressing nicely, there's that inyan. So that's not, I believe, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. But it is quoted by other svarim. I'll tell you in a moment who. Now, isn't that the minhag in MTA to they wear like a tie in Rosh Chodesh, something like that, right? So minhag MTA. So I saw that minhag quoted in the Kaf HaChaim. He writes very interesting. This is over here, same place. I'm in Taf Yud Tes. He writes that you should have special clothing on Rosh Chodesh, and you know, it's like a little tricky because you shouldn't wear Shabbos clothing. So the Kaf HaChaim says you should have three sets of clothing besides your weekday clothing. You should have Shabbos clothing, you should have Yantif clothing, and you should have Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh clothing. That's all one. That's the lowest level, right? In other words, above Chol, you should have, you know, what you wear Shabbos, Chanukah, Purim, and Rosh Chodesh, and Chol Moed. That's like level two clothing. Level three clothing is Shabbos. Level four clothing is Yantif. Kol Echad ve'Echad kefi Mailas Hayom.
Which one is Chol Moed?
Chol Moed is level Chol. He doesn't use those numbers. He says if Chol is level one clothing, your most regular things, then level two is Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol Moed. Level three is Shabbos. Level four is Yantif.
I thought in Chol Moed, the idea is to wear Big Day Shabbos, not Big Day Rosh Chodesh.
Well, that's what the Kaf HaChaim says over here. The Gra in Maaser Rav, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, he writes that we're marbek tzas b'neiros on Rosh Chodesh, v'hu lovesh kova shel Shabbos l'kavod Rosh Chodesh. The Vilna Gaon used to wear his Shabbos hat. So he didn't have like four sets of clothing like the Gra, like the Kaf HaChaim. He had two hats, right? His vachadika hat and his Shabbos hat. So the Gra used to wear a Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh. And it says, I'm not sure exactly what this means, shehu deoraisa. So I assume what that means when he says su deoraisa, there is in the Indian, not that there's a chova deoraisa to wear Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh, but the concept of simcha, kavod, whatever you want to call it exactly, like the Beis Yosef initially learns in the Rambam, is deoraisa. So the Gra used to wear a Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh. Most people don't have so many clothings like the Kaf HaChaim suggests, right? So for them, you know, it's so that's what he says you should wear. So it's very interesting. Other Sfarim talk about wearing, lighting candles. Oh, I saw that in the Gra also. Besides this whole Indian, like we said, of Suda, besides the Indian of Suda. I saw the stipler in Orchos Rabbeinu used to have a minug. We saw the Ray mentioned wine, so the stipler used to. It says no sin l'chol bnei beso v'gam l'nashim lishtos k'tsas yayin. So he would give out wine on his Rosh Chodesh. They would give out wine to everybody. V'amar shetzrichem l'chavit es Rosh Chodesh l'chavit bo b'zeh shehu yadif. So this idea of being mechabed Rosh Chodesh in various ways, whether it's a din or just a Indian, there are many, many places where we see this. Okay, so continuing in our Gemara, I'm sorry, you're there still? Okay, good. Thought I closed that. I closed the Zoom. Whoops. I closed all my programs. Just a second. Okay. So the Gemara said that Pasach Latov HaMeitiv, then you're Chozer L'Rosh, right? So once you started Hatov HaMeitiv, the fourth bracha benching, then it's too late to say the bracha Baruch Shenasan, you have to go back L'Rosh. So the Chai Adam, Mem Zayin Yud Ches, writes that what does that mean? That means after you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaKel Avinu Malkeinu. But if you just said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, so then you could turn that into the bracha Asher Nasan. The Bir Halacha, Kuf Pei Ches Zedvav, Dir Maschol Ad, disagrees. Or at least he quotes that from the Achronim, it doesn't sound that way. So the question is why? Why would the Chai Adam be wrong? We learned earlier from the sugya of Pasach B'dechamra that it is shayach to correct a bracha. This was actually Machlokas, you showed him over there. But at the end of the day, I think we assumed that you could correct a bracha. So that being the case, why should this be different? So the Bir Halacha quotes the Or Zeruah and the Yerushalmi, who say, Shani Hacha Share Hesiach Daito Mibracha Shlishis. In other words, what's the idea? You could only be misakin a bracha kishalo hesiach daito from the bracha, right? But here, the point is once I started Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Avinu Malkeinu, even though I didn't say Hakel Avinu, I just said Baruch Atah Hashem. But I said that assuming that, you know, planning to say the fourth bracha, so I'm mesiach das from the third bracha. Once I'm mesiach das from the third bracha, I can no longer say the Baruch Atah Hashem Hashem Asan Rosh Chodashim or Shabbosos, etc. And that's why this is different. That's why it can't be corrected, right? L'chora, let's say, you know, if I said Baruch Atah Hashem from Uvnei Yerushalayim, so I could correct that and say Lamdei Chukachan and then go back and say Ritzei, because I have a Menesiach Das. But once I start the fourth bracha with the intention to say the fourth bracha, so then, since I was Mesiach Das from the first three brachos, because I thought it was going to go on, I can't go back. There's a machlokas we've shown him here, an Ar Sugya, assuming you do forget Yalav Yavo or Ritzei, how far back you go. The Gemara says, Chozer L'Rosh. So what does Chozer L'Rosh mean? That could be read in two ways. Probably the simpler way to read it is it means go back to the beginning of benching. But it could mean go back to the beginning of the third bracha. So which one is it? This is a big machlokas we've shown him. According to the Ravid, Rabbi Yonah, the Rokeach, the Rashba, as long as you didn't finish Atova Meitiv, so then you go back to the beginning of the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. And the Ravid says this is no worse than someone who's Ragil Omer Tachanunim. That if you're a Toa, you don't go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Let's say I forgot Yalav Yavo and Shmon Esrei, right? And I finished the basic Shmon Esrei, but I'm ragil lomar tachanunim after Shmon Esrei, like we all are ragil to say Elokai Nitzor. So now I remember, I didn't have Akiras Barglayim yet. So I go back, not to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, but I go back to Ritzei. So too, over here, since I haven't finished benching, because I'm in the middle of the fourth bracha, and maybe he would say also, if you're ragil to say Harachmans, same thing. Your Ragil Omar Tachanunim, this is better than Ragil Omar Tachanunim because this is like a mandatory part, the fourth bracha. So then you go back to the beginning of the third bracha, but not to the beginning of benching. So the Ritva is docha that raya. He says this is different. Sha'achar tfila ketfila arichta damya. The Tachanunim after Shmona Esrei are like a tfila arichta. Avokan lo adirab kibul chachamim lahafsik beinam da amen. Says, you know what? Over here, the first three brachos of benching are dafka separated, but from the fourth bracha. Certainly, if you hold the fourth bracha, like we said, maybe isn't even part of benching. But even if you say it's a derabanan part of benching, chachamim were makbet to separate between the first three and the fourth. Where do we find that? Because as we saw, the halacha is you're supposed to say amen, right? You say amen after Uvnei Yerushalayim to separate between the Derais and the Red Rabbanan. So therefore, since you're mafsik, that's sort of like a kiras raglayim. And therefore, you can't, you'd have to go back to the beginning of benching. And this is a view of many other Rishonim as well, Rashi, Rambam, Risser Leon, Ra'ah. They all say you go back to the beginning of benching if you forgot Yalav Yavo, and this is also the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, it's sort of interesting. If you think about the Rai, the Ritva brought from Amen, so then maybe, even if you said Amen, you shouldn't be able to go back. But nobody says that. Everybody agrees that if you said Bonei Yerushalayim Amen, you could go back and say Baruch Shanasan. So you have to say that he's bringing Amen as a simin, that the fourth bracha is separate, but it's not that you've... Even after you said Amen, if you haven't started the fourth bracha, you could still go back. So again, this is certainly true if you think it's a Takana Chadasha, but it sounds like even not that way. Rashi also sounds that way because Rashi sounds like, again, that, and this is other Rishonim spell this out, that Birkas HaMazon, there is no Akiras Raglayim. And therefore, by starting the fourth bracha, that shows you've completed the first three, which are a unit. That's the deraisa component of Birkas HaMazon. And therefore, since there's no Akiras Raglayim, once you've started the fourth bracha, you may not go back. That's also the way the Ra'ah puts it. Now, the Rashba, though, as I said, the Rashba supports the Ravid. The Rashba says, no, you only go back to the beginning of the third bracha. And he brings a Raya for the Ravid. He says, Shemata Omer Kain. If Rashi and Rambam are right, so then even if you didn't, that what? Even if you didn't start the fourth bracha, you should go back to the beginning. Why are you allowed to say Baruch Shanasan? Why? Because they're saying that since, how does he understand Rashi Shita, the Ravid Shita? How does, not the Ravid, the Rambam Shita, how does he understand it? He says that since there's no Akiras Raglayim, so once you've finish the third bracha, your benching derais is over. So even if you didn't start. So what would Rashi say back? He would say, no, there's no Akiras Raglayim. So that means when you start the fourth bracha, then that's when you're Mesiach Das. But as long as you haven't started the fourth bracha, then it's still Shayach to the derais, even though you said that Amin Lahatzik. Now, what's interesting is that the Rush also holds you go back to the beginning, like Rashi. But he gives a different reason. Remember, Rashi's reason is because you finished the Deoraisas, right? That's why you go back to the beginning. It's like the equivalent of Akiras Raglayim. The Rush is a different reason. The Rush is the reason is because the first three brachos of benching are like a single unit. They're like bracha achas. And therefore, imta'a chozer l'rosh. It's just like l'mashal. If you made a bracha, if you made a mistake in the middle brachos, right? You don't go back to the beginning, you go back to the bracha that you made a talus in, right? If somebody said the same talumatar instead of saying the same bracha, they go back to Baruch Aleinu. But if you said mashva ruach, you don't go back to Mechaim Esim, you go back all the way to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Why? because the first three brachos are like a single unit, like a single bracha. So that's what the Rosh says, is the reason. The first three brachos of benching are like a single unit. So the Magen Avraham, Simen Kof Pei Chasif Katan Chas, says there's nafgamina between Rashi's reasoning and the Rosh's reason. The nafgamina would be if you made a mistake in a different part of benching. Let's say a person forgot bris, right? They forgot Torah. They made a mistake that's ma'akim in a different part of benching. So if you forget bris, do you go back to the beginning of benching or do you go back to no delcha, to the second beginning of the second bracha? Right? So according to Rashi's reasoning, you'd go back to no delcha, assuming you didn't start Berachos HaTovah Meitiv. According to the Rosh's reason, you'd go back to the first bracha. That's a nafkamina, though. The Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gada, they're a little bit mafakthik on the nafkamina, but that's the simple reading. So just one second. So what are they arguing about? Like, why would Rashi say his way and Rosh say his way? Could be that, and again, I don't know, it's not Eisgehalten entirely, but maybe they're arguing about whether the chiyuv of Shalosh Brachos is Minat Torah. If you think maybe the Rosh held that the chiyuv Midoraisa, and this is the Rosh Hashita, the Rosh Hashita is the Midoraisa, not like Tosfos, there's not three Brachos Deraisa. Three Brachos is, even though we say three Brachos are Derabana, are Deraisa, the Deraisa, you're Yotze if you just said one Bracha. So therefore, he sees all three Brachos as one Bracha. So it could be that's the Rosh's pshat, though. Again, it's not Eisgehalten because the Ritva would split that. But one way or the other, we have a machlokas here about whether or not to see the first three brachos of Birkas HaMazon as a single unit or not. Yeah, Moshe, what were you going to say?
Relating this to Shimon Esrei again, if you forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach, or Regashem during that time of year, and you are in the middle of brachos, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shimon Esrei. But let's say you forgot before you got to Mechayeh Hameisim. Don't you just go back to the beginning of Tal Gibor?
Yes.
Yeah. So only time when you need to go back to the very beginning is if you finish the whole set of
Correct.
So in benching also, if you're getting Bris and Torah, it would seem
you started, I got up to Vnei Yerushalayim. Vnei Yerushalayim Yarkodesh B'meira. Ah! I forgot Bris. So according to the Rosh, I have to go back to the beginning of the first bracha.
Yeah, but
according to Rashi, you'd go back to the beginning of the second bracha.
Okay.
Now, what about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, first of all, the Rishon and Taisus points out that if you forgot it, you would make this combination bracha, right? You'd say, Shenasan Shabbosos L'mnucha or Yomtif L'simcha Rosh Chodesh, fine. But what about in general? What about if I forget Yala V'Yavo in benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So we know if you forget Yala V'Yavo during the week, you obviously do not repeat benching. But what about if you forget Yala V'Yavo? In other words, you said Ritzei, but you forgot Yala V'Yavo on benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So that's a big machlokas Rishonim in our sukkah. According to the Rashba, you go back to the beginning of benching. Why? Because this is a yom shenischayev bekach. Vilkas rosh chodesh shachalios b'shabes kevad be'al korche achil afilu tabesh al rosh chodesh b'virkas hamazon masirnoso. In other words, what does the Rashba say? The whole reason why normally you don't repeat benching if you forget Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh is because you didn't have to eat bread. But on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you do have to eat bread. Yeah, it's true. You have to eat bread al Shabbos, not al Rosh Chodesh. But in the end of the day, you need to eat bread. So benching today is a mandatory thing. Memela, you have to repeat benching. That is the argument of the Rashba. The Ra'ah and the Ritva disagree. They say, no, since this chiyuv is not the chiyuv to bench or to eat, to wash, to eat bread, is not al Rosh Chodesh, it's al Shabbos. So therefore, if you forget Yal V'Yavo, it's no different than any other Rosh Chodesh, you won't repeat benching. The Ritva brings both deos, also the Tur in Kuf Peches brings both deos, right? He first says the Rashba's opinion, since this is Yom Zen Eschayev Bekach, so you repeat benching, then he quotes the Ra'av. The Tur also has it as a machlokas between Rabbeinu Yosef and Rabbeinu Yechiel, his brother. Rabbeinu Yosef says, "Ein machzirin oso mishum dahai miyuta lo tiknu lahachzir v'gam chiyuv achila dahai yoma mishum Shabbos hu." And Rabbeinu Yechiel says, "You do repeat benching. Why? Because and the Torah is a raya Raya mishum yom shenes chayev bedalet filos. Hachanami kevan desof sof lo sagi de lo achil tzarch lachzer levarich. What does this mean? Yom shenes chayev ba'arbet filos. So he's referring to a Gemara and Shabbos, Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis. There, this machlokas amorayim. What's the din? Should you mention al hanisim in Musaf? One opinion, it's machlokas amorayim. One says you don't say al hanisim on Musaf because there's no Musaf on Hanukkah. And the other opinion says no, it's a yom shenischai ba'arba tefilos. And therefore, in all four tefilos of Shabbos, Hanukkah, you say al hanisim. Then the Gemara says, what about, do you mention Rosh Chodesh in the Birkas Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So Rav says you don't. Why? Because there's no Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh. Or in those days, they used to also have read from either Ksuvim or Nevi'im by Mincha, and they'd make a brach on it. And again, according to Rav, you don't mention, when it's Yantif Shechal B'Shabbos, you don't mention Yantif. But we paskin that you do say Al Hanisim on Musaf by Shabbos, and on Yom Kippur, Shechalios B'Shabbos, when we say Ne'ilah, we mention Shabbos, even though it's not Al Shabbos. And therefore you see that it's the same thing, says the Torah, the same thing should be over here. You should have to repeat benching if you forget Yal V'Yal. Now, what's the logic? So the logic is very interesting. The logic seems to be, what are they debating? The way Rabbi Rosenzweig puts it is, I think the way he says something along the lines of, is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or all the other examples, is it a hyphenated Kedusha or is it a merged Kedusha? In other words, is it just, it's Shabbos and it's Rosh Chodesh, just two things. They have nothing to do with each other. They just both happen to fall out on the same time, or no, once it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, they merge. So what does that mean practically? That even though it's true, Rosh Chodesh on its own wouldn't be Mechayev a Suda, but Lamaisa, the Suda on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is a Suda Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is a mandatory Suda. So it said, if I forget Yalav Yavo, I have to go back. Now, the exception to this, the Gemara says, is Me'ein Sheva. Why? This just happened, right? What happens on Me'ein Sheva? We just we had it just a couple of days ago, right? We didn't say by Me'ein Sheva last Friday night, Mekadesh Shabbos V'Yisrael Vazman, and we just said Mekadesh Shabbos. So doesn't that go against this principle? Because that was a Shabbos Yantif. So the bracha should have been the Shabbos Yantif Dika bracha. But what do we say? We say, no, since there's no Me'ein Sheva on Yantif. It's interesting, Shiloh, why? The Rishonim give a bunch of reasons why not. But for whatever reason, since there's no Me'ein Sheva on Yantif, so Memeila, we just say Mekadosh Shabbos. So the Gemara says there's no Raya Fakir from there, because you shouldn't really say Me'ein Sheva in the first place. It's just Atzakana, so therefore it's not a Raya. Bekitzer is a very interesting discussion that we show them over here about the nature of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. What is its nature? The Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Pei Chesiv Zayin Paskins and Chal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos V'Hizkir Shel Shabbos V'Lo Hizkir Shel Rosh Chodesh. So we paskin that Eino Chozer. We're making, you don't repeat benching. Okay. There's another topic I want to talk about. We'll start it next time. I'll just tell you the topic so you can prepare for it. And this comes up in Siman Kuf Pei Ches over here, Sif Zayin and Magen Avraham Yud Aleph. Look at the Mishnah Berurah and the like. The poskim all discuss the question of saying the Shem Hashem in non-brachos, in bakashos, in tachanunim, in learning, in zmiros, right? Should you say the Shem Hashem in zmiros? So that's all discussed in the context of our sugya. So take a look over here at the poskim. I'll explain next time why it relates to our sugya. If you look up the Ravid, you'll see. There's a very interesting Yaivitz if you want to look it up. On this topic, Kedai to see. And also the Yavitz is Chelak Aleph Simen Pei Aleph. Look also in Resh Tesvav, Magen Avram, and Tri Megadim Sif Katan Hey, Arach HaShulchan, Simen Resh Tesvav Sif Beis, Chai Adam, Klal Hey Sif Beis. And we'll see a very interesting discussion about that in the Rav Moshe, a tshuva from Rav Moshe as well, that's worth seeing. So that's one topic we'll talk about next time. But really, we're going to go on next time. And the main topic will be on Sunday. We'll talk about the discussion of... Oh, one other interesting related topic to this is a very great question. Let's say you forget Yala V'yavo or Ritzei in benching. So you have to repeat benching. Do you also repeat a Zimun? Let's say everybody forgot, or one person's motzi, everybody. Very, very long dish and machlokas that comes up over here. Look at the Ritva, the Riaz, and our Sugya. We'll talk about whether how we paskin in terms of Chasim on Rosh Chodesh, but I said the main topic on Sunday, we're going to go on to the next Sugya of Ad Kama Mezamnin on Mem Tes on the base. We'll talk about the Shir Bracha Achrona for Shtia, which the Rishonim talk about that, and maybe some other topics. So try to get up to at least Daf Nun before Sunday. But Sunday share will be half and half. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Yes, Moshe.
Arguing in favor of the idea that the Kedusha Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is merged is the fact that Musaf is unique. It's not Shabbos Musaf with Rosh Chodesh added, nor is a Rosh Chodesh Musaf with Shabbos added, unlike the case with Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is a Yom Tov Musaf with Shabbos added.
Right. That's correct. So Ata Yitzarta, the fact that we have our own Nusach is a raya for that. Yeah.
Rav Perlman once pointed out that Shabbos provides Isur and Malacha, and Rosh Chodesh provides the Moed aspect, which is like Yom Tov. That's why it starts off Mipnei Chata'enu, just like a Yom Tov Musaf does.
Mm-hmm. Good. I like that. Very nice. Rabbi Shechter always points out that we're missing part of what you should say on Shabbos. It's a flawed nusach. He thinks you should be corrected, as the Aruch HaShulchan points out.
We went on regular Shabbos or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh?
No, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Take a look. You'll see.
Okay, where is it?
Look what's missing. Read the last, the main bracha part.
Oh.
The last paragraph of the nusach.
Okay.
You'll notice something is missing.
Okay. By the way, there's one other thing we're talking about, the chashivas of Rosh Chodesh, a famous pasuk in the Nach, from which is saying one of the special haftoras, v'hayomi de Shabbos b'Shabbato de Chodesh mekodesho.
Yes.
So that's sort of, you know, implying that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are both visiting the Beis Hamikdash, and there's no chiva.
Right. Aliyah. I agree. Yes.
Yeah. And I think also personally I
didn't bring that raya. Because again, you there's no shaila that Rosh Chodesh is special in the Mikdash, right? The Iker topic that we were trying to figure out is to what degree is it special outside of the Mikdash?
Well, if I can continue, this is something which I myself have speculated. Maybe some of Farshim say, but I haven't seen it. Not that I looked. When at the time of Hanukkah, when the Yevanim were goes there on Shabbos, Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and Milo. So people, you know, the different Mefarshim give different reasons what's big deal about Rosh Chodesh. So I think simply because on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, they would both, you know, be days of Chizuk and, you know, special occasions to get things out of it. So not only because Rosh Chodesh is a time for setting up Yom Tov, but Rosh Chodesh unto itself is a time, just like that pasuk I just quoted says, Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbos. So if the Yevonim are trying to stamp out Yiddishkeit, so then the time to do it would be goes there on the times when people would generally go get religious instruction.
I hear. Okay, very good. Yes, Aaron.
I asked Rabbi a private question.
Yeah.
Okay. Would the recording be able to stop?
Yes, the recording will be able to stop.
Okay, awesome.
I can even stop the recording myself.
Should I leave?
Is that okay?
That's fine.